This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News for Sunday, June 5th, 2016. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. The newsroom at WGXC.org. The Dutchess County Interfaith Council and the area's Islamic congregations are holding a Walking the Walk Unity March and vegetarian potluck meal and discussion from 5:30 to 8:45 June 5th. Walk begins on the Poughkeepsie side of the walkway on the Hudson at 5:30 p.m. Parking is available on Parker Avenue, and a vegetarian potluck dinner follows from 7:15 to 8:45 at Poughkeepsie's First Evangelical Lutheran Church, 325 Mill Street. The dinner is vegetarian, kosher, and in the Muslim Ramadan tradition of the iftar meal. The Dutchess County Interfaith Council Board includes Jewish, Christian, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, and Baha congregations and non-members. Organizers say the event is rain or shine, and rain is expected Sunday. More information is available at DutchessCountyInterfaith.org. Alana Medlock has this report.
Diane Valden reports in the Columbia paper that Columbia Memorial Health's new, soon-to-open rapid care center is bringing high-speed internet service to Copaic. X-rays need to be sent over broadband Columbia Memorial Health, according to CMH Vice President of Marketing and External Affairs Bill Van Slyke. So the facility needed to install a 100-foot-tall tower with a microwave relay system from Mid-Hudson Data Corporation. The rapid care center should open later this month. Mid-Hudson Data has, quote, hundreds of customers in Columbia County, including the hospital's main Hudson location. Read the full story in the Columbia paper.
Greg Hudson in the Daily Mail reports that Greene County Republicans are informally backing Donald Trump for president and are the only county committee in the 19th Congressional District that did not back John Faso in his primary election against Andrew Heaney to replace Chris Gibson in Washington. County Chairman Brent Bogardus did endorse Faso, saying, quote, I ask everyone here to step up to support John in his primary campaign, unquote. About backing Trump, he said, quote, our position as a committee here is to support our party's nominee, and we will support Donald Trump for president this November, unquote. The committee also backed state Senate and Assembly candidates George Amador and Pete Lopez. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Andrea Sears at Public News Service has this report.
Groups that oppose fracking for gas and oil are asking Senator Charles Schumer of New York to help stop a Senate energy bill. More than 370 groups nationally have signed a letter opposing the Senate Energy Policy Modernization Act. Pramila Malik with Protect Orange County in southern New York says the bill would fast-track the permit process for gas infrastructure projects by expanding the authority of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC.
Which is widely known as a rubber stamp agency because it has virtually never rejected a gas infrastructure project.
Supporters of the measure say it will modernize outdated energy laws, keep energy affordable, and create jobs. But Malik points out that putting pipelines and other gas infrastructure projects on a fast track for approval would deprive communities of the opportunity to challenge those projects.
By the time a community even learns the basic fundamental rules and regulations on how to engage the process, the whole process would be over.
Malik believes the bill is intended to overcome community opposition and legal challenges to controversial projects. Different versions of the Energy Policy Modernization Act have passed both the House and Senate. Next, Malik says, lawmakers will be asked to approve a compromise bill.
So we are asking all of our legislators to reject the Energy Modernization Act in its entirety and to engage in meaningful climate change legislation.
President Barack Obama has indicated he will sign the bill if it reaches his desk. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.
National Weather Service in Albany predicts showers and possibly a thunderstorm that could produce heavy rainfall Sunday with the possibility of flash flood warnings. With a high near 68, showers and possibly a thunderstorm could continue overnight into Monday morning with a low around 60. Monday, there's a 30% chance of rain, mainly before 2 p.m., then mostly sunny with a high near 76 and a low around 57. Tuesday, scattered showers are possible, mainly after 2 p.m., partly sunny most of the day with a high near 73. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported creative community radio.